So very much a little bit of transition in terms of the patterns of demand. You also see that in terms of the nature of the clients that we have. And I would remind you that 70% of our activities right now are with senior mining houses. We see that increasing over the next short while. We are clearly seeing that they have increased their drilling budgets and their drilling activities, and they are asking us for drills, not always exactly in the place we are, so we are looking at shifting some, but indeed very, very strong continuing demand from the senior houses. At the same time, we've started to see the beginning of what we see in the second phase, if you would, of a growth period, where the senior mining houses are now being able to invest in the junior markets. So obviously, many juniors, as long as the capital markets are strong, prefer to go to the capital markets, increase their value before they either do a joint venture or find themselves to be the target of some of the seniors. And so the current atmosphere does open up more opportunities for the senior players to move in and do joint ventures with the juniors, and we're beginning to see that. So we believe that will continue to ramp up. We do expect the junior market to see those players stretch out their programs, particularly as the financial liquidity problems continue. That will continue for some period, but that is just leading to a transition or a shift in terms of the patterns of demand, and the demand remains very, very strong. We have also seen a number of smaller mines, not particularly large, but who are substantially increasing their infill drilling as well, and that too leads us to up patterns. So when you look at it from a driller's point of view and a service company point of view, this remains a very strong element. Our major problem still is we cannot get enough drills and enough crews for our customers today. That has not changed, and we believe that that will not change as we move forward a difficult period for the juniors.